This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Wednesday, August 14th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Headline: risk of clashes at rally mobilizes Portland, Oregon police. Dateline Portland, the police are mobilizing to prevent clashes between out-of-state far-right groups planning a rally here and the homegrown anti-fascists who support them as America's culture wars seep into this progressive haven. Saturday's rally and the violence it may bring a relatively new reality in Portland as an informal coalition of white nationalists, white supremacists, and extreme right-wing militias hones its focus on Oregon's largest city as a stand-in for everything it feels is wrong with the U.S. At the top of that list are the masked and black-clad anti-fascists who turn out to violently oppose right-wing demonstrators as soon as they set foot in town. Saying it's Portlandian in the public mind, it represents everything these far-right groups are against. That's from the director of intelligence project at the Southern Poverty Law Center, which tracks hate groups. She adds it's progressive, and it's even more offensive to them. It's progressive white people who should be on these guys' side. The groups know they'll get headline-grabbing reaction from Portland's so-called Antifa, whose members have issued an online call to their followers to turn out to, quote, defend Portland from the far-right attack. Portland's Rose City Antifa, the nation's oldest active anti-fascist group, says violence against right-wing demonstrators is, quote, exactly what should happen when the far right attempts to invade our town, end quote. Portland leaders are planning a major law enforcement presence on the heels of similar rallies in June and last summer that turned violent, and the recent hate-driven shooting in El Paso, Texas. None of the city's nearly 1,000 police officers will have the day off, and Portland will get help from Oregon State Police and the FBI. Mayor Ted Wheeler has said he may ask Governor Kate Brown, a Democrat, to call up the Oregon National Guard. There's no winning for the cops in a situation like this. There just isn't. This is hardcore stuff, and I don't think you can be too cautious. Now, experts who track right-wing militias and hate groups warn that the mix of people headed to Portland also came together for the Unite the Right rally in 2017 in Charlottesville, Virginia, which ended when a participant rammed his car into a crowd of counter-protesters, killing one person and injuring 19. The rally is being organized by a member of the Proud Boys, who have been designated by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a hate group. Others expect to include members of the American Guard, the Three Percenters, the Oath Keepers, the Daily Stormers. The American Guard is a white nationalist group, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, while the Three Percenters and the Oath Keepers are extremist anti-government militias. The Daily Stormers are neo-Nazis, according to the center. Now, Portland's fraught history with hate groups adds to the complex dynamic. Many of today's anti-fascists trace their activist heritage to a group that battled with neo-Nazis in Portland streets decades ago, and they feel this is the same struggle in a new era. Skipping ahead in the article, Republican Senators Ted Cruz of Texas and Bill Cassidy of Louisiana introduced congressional resolution calling for anti-fascists to be declared domestic terrorists, and President Donald Trump echoed that theme in a tweet last month. Portland City Hall has been evacuated twice due to bomb threats after June skirmishes, and Wheeler, the mayor, has been pilloried by critics who incorrectly said that he told police to stand down while anti-fascists went after right-wing demonstrators. I don't want for 1 minute anyone to think that just because we're being thrust into this political show that I or the public have lost confidence in police officers or the ability to do what we do. That's from the police chief in Portland, who is regularly heckled as she leaves City Hall by those who feel the police target counter-protesters for arrest over far-right demonstrators. Okay, the far-right, white nationalists versus Antifa in Portland. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. This push by people like Ted Cruz and Donald Trump to label Antifa a terrorist group is, in my opinion, misguided. And it's especially misguided when you look at all of the white nationalist groups that they have zero interest in labeling domestic terrorists, despite the fact that they have, in fact, done things that if they were done by a foreign person, an Arab person, would in fact immediately be designated as terrorist acts. Yet you're not interested in calling them domestic terrorists. But the people that oppose them, you're down with going, you know what, you're a problem. Now, I'm not saying that violence for the sake of violence is okay. And this idea that we're going to the main screed that they've been known for is we're going to punch Nazis. Now, in the 40s, when the Greatest Generation were around, punching Nazis was the thing to do. Now, if you ask Ted Cruz and Donald Trump, it's not okay. And those people should be designated domestic terrorists. Either way, it's going to be a mess in Portland, one way or another. But the fact that there are multiple white supremacist groups descending on a city to essentially lay siege to it just because they don't like the culture that goes on there, that should be troubling to each and every person in America. Because if it can happen there, it can happen in your town. And maybe it's not the white supremacists. Maybe it's another group that you don't happen to agree with, if you happen to be a white supremacist. Or maybe it's just the white supremacists who show up in your town. If it's okay in Portland, it's okay where you live. And if you're okay with that, then we have a problem. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm weaving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Something to tell you, can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole, hey mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so, take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? Some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Hey, I got a thing.